Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 34 of Blissin' Up. So I just got off the phone with a dear friend of mine, and I had such an intense and inspiring and profound conversation. And as I was having that conversation, I could feel my vibration rising, and I could feel this little spark of bliss that I feel every once in a while when I realize that I have the most incredible people in my inner circle. And oftentimes when I hang up the phone with somebody that expands me and elevates me, I often think, like, I wish I could share this conversation with the world. I wish that I could share this energy that I feel, like, not hold it all to myself, but actually, like, share it with people so that it becomes contagious, so that the world can feel the rising of this vibration. As I was hanging up and getting ready to record this podcast, I thought, this is my chance. This is the platform that I get to do that, just that. I get to share my thoughts and share all these conversations that I have with these incredible people and share my inner circle with you so that all of a sudden you are a part of it. You are in this inner circle. You are in this energy, and you can gain from it and benefit from it and use it for your circles and for your life, especially if you really need it that day. Because there's always a moment where we just really need to borrow someone's energy, or we really need to borrow somebody's wisdom or somebody's insight, or we really need to tap into, like my friend Nikki says, our vibration toolkit, our high vibe toolkit, because we need a little help. We need a little help. So hopefully this podcast could be in your high vibe toolkit, and it will raise your vibration when you need it the most. So the conversation I was having was with my friend, Dr. Betsy Guerra. Dr. Betsy Guerra is a psychotherapist. She's an incredible psychotherapist, and she's an author. She wrote a book called Hurt to Hope. And most recently, she has launched an incredible program. It's a faith-based coaching academy where she teaches people life coaching skills and how to become a life coach, either as a business or in their own personal lives and in their families. And as a result, she's having a tremendous impact on so many people through her work. In fact, I will put in the show notes the link to her coaching academy so that you can get some information if this is something that interests you. In any event, she and I were having a conversation, and in that conversation, she reminded me of a story that, interestingly, is so relevant to the podcast episode I shared last week, and is a story that I had in the back of my head, and I think I intended to share it in the podcast, but I'm going to tell you this. If you've ever been a speaker of any kind, of you know, there's a joke in the speaking community that a speaker has three speeches: the speech that they planned to deliver, the speech that they actually deliver, and the speech that they wished they had delivered. And I had this story in my subconscious, in my back pocket, and I believe that I had planned to deliver this in the podcast last week, but for whatever the reason, I didn't. I delivered something else that came to me last week in the podcast. So But I wish I had shared that story. And I decided after having this conversation with her today that I was going to share it today because it is such a powerful story. So last week on the podcast, I talked about the trick to overcoming overwhelm, chaos, rush, anxiety, and panic. That is often the story of the holidays. And the trick was by being intentional. And I talked a little bit about some thoughts that I was using in my life to become more intentional during the season so that I can release some of that overwhelm and that panicky, rushed fire drill feeling, and so that I can actually enjoy the season, which can be a little bit chaotic, and we, you know, sometimes procrastinate on enjoying the moment. So I shared all of this on the podcast, and I encourage you to listen to the podcast last week because if you are in the trenches of the holidays, even as we're 3 days away from Christmas at this point. So if you celebrate Christmas, you might be in the thick of it. And this might be exactly what you need to hear. Or last week's episode might be exactly what you need to hear. So anyway, I share this about being intentional. And Betsy listened to that podcast. And then she called me and was telling me that, you know, she really loved the podcast. She really enjoyed it. And she was confirming to me how true that what I was saying was, and reminding me of how the power of intention changed her life. And interestingly, it was during one of my group coaching programs in which Betsy was my student. Now, what I love about this story is that Betsy is one of my greatest teachers. She really is. She's one of my best friends, but she's also one of my greatest teachers because she is so incredibly wise and so incredibly resilient. And I've learned so much from her. And she is also one of my greatest students because that is the sign of a truly elevated human, is the human that is both the teacher and the student, the person who realizes that you are in your fishbowl and there's things inside your fishbowl that you cannot see, and there's someone that is outside of your fishbowl that can say, hey, listen, look at life this way. This can change everything. And yet you can also be the view when somebody is in their fishbowl. And then together, it's an exchange. We are both the students and the teachers. And this is applicable to you and to anyone in your life. You are always the teacher and the student interchangeably. So I was hosting this group program a couple of years ago. I remember how long ago it was. And in conversation, it was like a mastermind on Zoom. And in conversation, Betsy showed up with an issue she was having. She was having a big, big issue. And that was that she was feeling overwhelmed, rushed, and panicked. She had so many things to do. And all she wanted was to slow down. She just needed to slow down just a little bit. So we start engaging, and my first thought is, okay, let's remove what does not serve you. Let's eliminate. One of the most, you know, important things you can do when you have too much on your plate is strategically get things off your plate. And I start going one by one through these circumstances. Okay, Betsy, what is it that you have to do? Well, I have to take my goddaughter on a date, and I have to I'm flying to Puerto Rico because my father is pending a cancer diagnosis, and I want to surprise him and be at the doctor's appointment with him along with my brother. So I'm flying to Puerto Rico, and I have to do X, Y, and Z with my kids, and I have to do this other thing, and I have to do this other thing. So she's giving me all of these things. And I said to her, well, let's start to prioritize. Okay, obviously the priority right now is the trip to Puerto Rico. So why don't we cancel with your goddaughter and postpone the date until you get back? Well, no, I really want to do that for this reason. Okay, well, why don't we postpone this other thing? No, I really want to do that for this reason. And we just kept going one by one through each thing. And what we realized was that Betsy had a plate that was full of things she wanted to fill her plate with. Her plate was full, but she didn't want to remove anything. She wanted to do all the things. And because of all the things that she had to do them very quickly. She was rushed. She had to fit a lot of things in a short amount of time, especially because she was getting on a plane and flying out. But she wasn't willing to remove any of the things from her plate. So I kept digging a little deeper and digging a little deeper into finding out what is it that she really wants, because it didn't seem like what she really wanted was to slow down. And as we kept digging, she said it. Well, I just want to be present and enjoy these things, but I'm so rushed that, and I feel like I have to slow down to be able to enjoy these things. I'm so rushed. I don't know how to enjoy them. And what we came to the conclusion was that Betsy didn't want to slow down. She wanted to be present. So then I said, well, what if you were to set an intention to be present in each thing that you participated in? She's like, what do you mean? I'm like, yeah, let's set the intention. Yeah, you have to rush from this to that. You're in a hurry, meaning you're doing a lot of things at once. But what if when you arrive at the thing that you're going to do, the date with your goddaughter, the doctor's appointment with your father, what if in that moment you set the intention, I have arrived, I get to be here, I want to be here, and I am going to enjoy this moment and be present? And what if in that moment, the intention was to erase everything else that you had to do from your mind for that period of time, knowing you would resume it when you were done? What if instead of releasing these things, you released the energy of rush, the energy of overwhelm? And as Betsy listened to my podcast last week about the power of being intentional, she wanted me to know that that session, that group coaching session in which I coached her, changed her life. And she shared with me a beautiful story about having arrived in Puerto Rico to go to the doctor with her father. And knowing that she was only going to be in Puerto Rico for, I think it was like 24 hours in total from start to finish. So it was a rushed trip. And knowing that she was actually going to be there for a very serious visit. She was going to find out if her father had cancer. So that in and of itself was not pleasant. And yet, she had set this intention that she wanted to make those 24 hours meaningful. She wanted to be fully present with her father. She wanted to fully enjoy him, fully support him. And what ended up happening was not only did she come in, she flew in from Miami, but her other brother flew in from Atlanta, and then they had their other brother that lives in Puerto Rico. So all of the siblings came together to surprise this man. And when they got in the car and they were driving to the appointment, the siblings were in the back seat and they found themselves being very childlike, as like if they were, you know, young again, and they were laughing and giggling and saying inside jokes and teasing each other, just very similar to the dynamic that they had when they were young. And, you know, that changes over time because now they're all married and they have their own kids and they have their own lives. So It's not every day that you're in a car with all of your siblings and your parents as an adult. That doesn't happen every day. And as she's sitting there on this very rushed trip to this very unpleasant doctor's appointment, she's laughing with her brothers and she looks over and she sees through the rearview mirror her father's face. And he had this smile from ear to ear. He looked like the happiest man on the planet. Not because he was on his way to his dream vacation, not because his life was perfect, but because for this moment, he was enjoying all of his kids that loved him so much that they had flown in to support him. I mean, I get even teary-eyed thinking about this. So she says to me, "Gato, I may have missed that moment. Had I been so consumed by the fact that I was leaving in 24 hours that I was had to fly home, and had I not set the intention to just be present in that moment and let it be whatever it was." So then they got to the doctor's office. And as they were in the doctor's office, she noticed that her father was gloating and bragging to every nurse and every doctor, "Oh, this is my daughter. She flew in from Miami. And this is my son. He flew in from Atlanta." And they all came to surprise me. Like, he was prouder than punch to have this family. And they sat down at the doctor's office and he got the diagnosis. He did, in fact, have cancer. And yet, even though that was serious and they were going to have to think about treatment and next steps and all this other kind of stuff, in that moment, that became much less important than the dynamic of, "I have arrived in this world because I have this beautiful family." So after they get the diagnosis, they get back in the car, and what do? They go to have ice cream. That's what they did. They went, and instead of grieving, they celebrated their togetherness. And they had this delicious moment together having ice cream. And the cancer became way less significant. And the moment became the most powerful moment ever. So Betsy was so deeply impacted by that. And after a week and a half of all of these events that she had, she came back to our group coaching session to report how it had gone. And she said, everything changed, because instead of looking at all these things as, "I have to do this," I started looking at it as, "I want to do this. I get to do this." And she started picking up all of these moments, and she started picking up all of this joy and noticing. She started to notice what her presence really represented. And all of a sudden, it didn't matter that it all happened in a very short period of time. It doesn't matter that the time was a little rushed, because the time became elastic. It actually expanded to fit the moment perfectly, very much like we discussed in last week's episode, Parkinson's Law. That event was so powerful for Betsy that now she actually teaches intention in her program. And in today's conversation, she was sharing with me some of the things that she teaches as a result of learning about intention, and it blew me away. It absolutely blew me away and reminded me how powerful these concepts are, especially when we mastermind on them, when we collaborate and we come together and we expand the definition of these principles, they gain more power. So she was telling me that to set an intention is to decide. And decide is derived from the Latin word decidere, which is to remove possibilities. So she was explaining to me that by setting an intention, you are removing possibilities. And the way that I interpreted that was by setting the intention to be present, she removed the possibility of experiencing the rush and the overwhelm because she was fully present in that moment. So you remove the possibilities of being distracted by the emotions and the feelings that do not serve you when you bring yourself back into the intention, when you ground yourself back into the intention. She also shared that intention is different than a goal, because a goal is an outcome that you want to achieve. Intention is not about the outcome. It's about what you desire to experience by having that outcome. So her goal was to slow down. But what she really wanted was to experience, she had the desire to experience joy and presence in these things that she wanted to do. And in her mind, the only way that she could achieve that outcome was by slowing down. And what she realized was all she had to do was set the intention to experience those things, and then the outcome became irrelevant, which is such a powerful thing. And then lastly, she teaches that to set an intention is to bond with your divinity, to bond with your infinite power. She told me that it's like turning on the GPS. I thought this was such a great analogy. She says, when you turn on the GPS, you consent to being guided towards your destination. When you set an intention, you consent to being guided towards the desire of the experience you wish to have. And you trust that life is rigged in your favor, that God is taking you there, that you are headed in that direction because you have consented to doing so. What a beautiful concept. So even though I was teaching about being intentional last week in the podcast, this conversation with my friend today put me in the energy of experiencing the power of intention, not only by reminding me what I taught her a few years ago, but then by her turning around and teaching me even more about the same principle. What an incredible gift. How beautiful that we have this journey, this life, where you give and you take and you teach and you learn and you expand, you grow. So as a little personal success file, I want to share that I was feeling off path a couple of weeks ago with that overwhelm and that rush and that anxiety of the holidays. And then I recorded the podcast about being intentional, and I set these intentions and I created these thoughts that would support me, which you could listen to in last week's episode, episode number 33. And I started to use them every day, multiple times a day, bringing myself back into the energy. And today, as I was talking to Betsy and we were sharing back and forth, I shared the success with her of having really enjoyed the last week and a half or so. I've been packing for the winter. I've been wrapping gifts. I've been, again, if you're listening to this with little ones in the car, this is a time to pause. I've been enjoying the magic of the elves with my kids, even though they know that mom is the elf at this point. And even though they know that, we decided to have so much fun with the elves this year. And I've had so much fun with the elves this year because I've set the intention that I want to create magic and experience magic and that I can. And it's been awesome. And I've done all these things that I have to do, including recording this podcast and having many, many coaching sessions this week, all back to back to back to back. I've been busy, and yet it's been magical and wonderful because I keep bringing myself back to the moment, to the little moments, to looking for evidence that supports me, and to reminding myself of the intention. So that's my little success file. And I hope that you have experienced a little bit of this magic as well. So if you haven't, if this is the first time that you've ever listened to this, if this is the only podcast that you have time to listen to and you don't even have time to go back to listen to last week's episode, my message for you today is to think about the experience that you desire to have. What is the feeling you want to feel? What is it? And then maybe this goal that you've set for yourself, or this picture, or this expectation that you've created in your life, is an outcome. And rather than focusing on whether you have achieved or not achieved that outcome, you get to focus on the intention to welcome that experience into your life. And then you use affirmations, you use the power of your thoughts, and you turn on the intention GPS. You bond with your highest power, with the highest version of yourself, to guide you and to remind you that you are achieving this experience, that it is all within your control and within your grasp, and that the intention is going to take you there. I hope that this has served you today. For those of you that celebrate Christmas, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. For those of you that don't celebrate Christmas but are enjoying this holiday season, I want to wish you a magical December season. And I want to dare you all to set your intentions today and every day as you start creating your dream life. I love you. Happy Sacred Sunday, and I will see you next week for our last episode of 2024. Bye, everybody. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.